Chapter 3. West Berlin, June 28th. Not going to tell me, eh? They headed back along the Kurfürstendamm to the Kempinski Hotel. The summer light still striking wilderness like pinpricks after a day and a half in windowless cells. He wanted out of the ill-fitting clothes the West Berlin police had lent him when they'd stripped him of the remains of his blood-soaked suit. He wanted a bath and breakfast. Burne Jones wanted answers he was never going to get. Alec, there was no gun when the cops got there. That is all you need to know. Fine, Joe. Just tell me they'll never find it. They're dredging the Landwehr. Tell me it's not there. It isn't. All coppers are thick. German coppers might be thicker than most. I'm not. Dump it in the canal, not bloody likely. Coffee never tasted so good. A delightful morning scorch. There was a time, an age ago, when wilderness had smuggled so much coffee the smell clung to him, unscrubbable, and set dogs barking in the street. And for a while he found he couldn't bear to drink the stuff. He brought home exotic teas, stolen from the PX or the Naffy, Jackson's of Piccadilly's finest Earl Grey. Nell had asked who Earl Grey was. He'd no idea, now or then. The dining room at the Kempinski was almost empty. They caught the last shift of waiters serving breakfast, and over scrambled eggs and croissant, he told Burne Jones as little as he thought he could get away with. Every so often, Burne Jones would put a hand to his forehead as though about to mutter, "Jesus wept," but he never did. Wilderness did not mention the $50,000 Frank Spoleto had promised him, now floating off up the Swanee. He did not mention Nell, and in conclusion dismissed his attempt to smuggle Marty Mayerling, nuclear physicist, from East Berlin to Israel, as a bit cockamamie. At last, Burne Jones said, "Frank Spoleto cooked this up. Frank and the company. It's not as cockamamie as you might think. Not that I could see our people approving, but it has a certain, je ne sais quoi, a certain balls to it. Do our people need to know?" Burne Jones strung this one out. It seemed to Wilderness that he wanted to inflict some semblance of...